What, the Black Friday thing?
No, oh. They were just giving out to bare people.
Nah, but I didn't get it that time. Because I was like, bro, I went to Milan and I went to Germany. And I didn't bother getting the thing. They were like, oh, do you want the game? I was like, nah, I ain't got PS5 in it. But I couldn't even just take it to sell it, bro. Yeah, people hit me up like, yo, you got that game?
I'll be selling codes as well, bro.
Now, literally, yeah, they sell us like, a couple of the man already had it. I'll be selling codes, bro. So the guys are just trying to
suck the code. I'll sell the codes, give it to my nephew, innit?
But I'm going to get the PS5 when GTA comes out.
That's next year, though.
Yeah. Right now, there's no games that I really want to play.
That's true. I've seen Spider-Man. Yeah. I've seen...
Apparently, Spider-Man's hard.
Both Spider-Man games are hard.
Apparently, it's hard. I don't play games like that, but...
Yeah, I don't play games at all. I'm pretending, bro.
Just have it there, innit?
No, but FIFA though, FC, that's what I play. Even when I had my PS4.
I've not played FIFA since 2013. That's the last FIFA I played.
What?
Bro, I've not played FIFA since then, bro. I was like, bro, they're making the same game over and over again.
What?
You know what it is to me, bro? It's pro clubs. Pro clubs.
That's the one.
That's, bro.
Pro clubs and career mode. Do you play career mode?
No, but I'm going to start.
The manager team, bang out, bro.
I used to bang
out. But pro clubs is the one, though.
It looks a bit dark on this side, isn't it?
A little bare black fam. Hey, shine this light, madam, please. Oh, you can see. Oh.
You're turning up. Turn it up.
Hey, turn that.
That is a little bit better.
No, but I want it to look like this now, man, because that green that you lot have is nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it's not looking whitish.
See if you can turn up a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Turn it up, man.
Sorry, you see the lighting?
Where'd you go, Milad again, Moses?
Was it last month? I think it was last month I went to Milan.
Because like the other day, was it yesterday? Yeah. I saw some crazy spa in Milan. I'm like, oh, bro.
Yeah, that's what I went.
You see it? Can you see to Milan or something like that?
I look at the goal. That's a crazy spa. It looks wavy. I'm going to send it to you.
Really?
Unreal.
You've been there, you've been?
Yeah, bro. I went for my birthday last year. Unreal, bro. 2 years ago.
Sorry, bro. Like, yeah,
unreal, bro.
Really? I might go next week, bro.
And I go swallow, but this is the best. No competition. Best spa I've been to, bro. Like, bare different type of pools. Yeah.
Salt baths and all that.
There's bare rooms, where literally all the water, the fun,
there's a cinema in there, you know.
So that cinema as well.
So but they're not showing the movie, but it's like it's just stuff on the screen. Oh, it's hard, bro.
Go next week, bro.
But I bust that place, bro. I think they even messaged, man. Cause I posted a video on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's cause I'm wearing yellow.
Do you need the thing light? Nah.
But I posted on TikTok. They were like, oh my god, like people are showing your TikTok. They come in and show your TikTok.
Yeah. Yo, give me a deal, bro.
When I go again, I'm definitely hitting them up.
You can't see me right now, bro.
I need to see how...
Everyone, yeah.
Moses looking a little dark today. My bad.
Right. It's all good, man. Just,
my bad.
All we have to do is, in posting it, we have to do just...
No. The sweet, the berry, the...
Yeah.
We dark skin.
Nah, yeah, man. I'm with the dark skin youths today. Fucking hell.
Dark side.
You say it like it's a bad thing, bro. Why said that?
Remember them slurs, Blick.
Yeah. Wow. Back in the good old days. They used to call me Midnight. You should switch off the light.
Yeah. Hey, where's Moses?
Smile.
Get out of it, man.
Yeah, I can't lie. I was running with the Blick jokes. Yeah.
Because you light, innit?
I'm darking myself when I run with it. You know what's happening? Even darker than you.
The first time I ever experienced racism was from a black person. In school, fam. Obviously, I have a birthmark as well, innit? Kind of thing. You can't see as much now.
Yeah, I've actually never asked about
it. But it's like, I've got a birthmark, innit? A lot of people, you'd be like, oh, you got burnt on your head. Da, 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 da. I was like, nah, I was born with this kind of thing.
But I never noticed that.
You know, I thought you got hurt.
No,
you know, I thought you got hurt because it's kind of like bulging.
Because, bro.
Oh, no, you're cool.
Mega Mind,
hook that nigga.
Hey, you know that dinosaur with the round head? That
no, you know them dolphins with the squidgy head.
The humpback dolphin. You're taking a piss. This bit is where I ran into a brick wall when I was younger.
That's what
like,
I 3 years old.
Mm. But like here, that come from my dad. You know where that like, little dent in my head?
Do you want to?
Well, did he press your head?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But did he push your head? Because apparently some parents be molding their kids' heads.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Like Stewie.
I'll be real, bro. Like they used to call me Muscle Head in secondary school, innit? Because my temples used to like.
Getting a nickname in secondary school.
Oh, yeah, it sticks as well.
Bro.
I used to have a chip too. So people called Chippy.
Chippy. Bro, I had to hold down the nickname Snitch.
What?
From year 9.
Who'd you snitch on?
Bro, I held it down in the...
Sorry, nigga,
I'm
trying to come home.
Bro, you know what it is, yeah? I had a fight with a guy year above, And it wasn't a fight, it was a little tussle.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it was like, all right, cool. You know them ones where he tries to drop you, and I'm like, bro, I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. So then he was like, ah, oh, fuck it. And then escalated now, and head of year bring me in, and was like, what happened? I was like, nothing happened, like it was nothing. And she was like, well, I got CCTV, whatever. And like, she seen that he was like the aggressor, like he was trying to like bully me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, it's all cool. Man, they get the kids and send them to like 2-3 days in
isolation.
Yeah. Now he's calling me a snitch, saying I'm like, I was like, bro.
But I said he saw you KFC.
Bro.
You take bait. Oh, what's the
evidence?
Yeah. Bro, I had to drag him down the hallway. I said, bro, look where we were scrubbing.
He's there, bro.
But nah, man. Oh, the bus came for all the snitches. Bro, you shot someone in plain daylight,
they
bro.
They saw Alex inside.
They saw Bally as well.
They saw him in the head teacher's office with KFC.
I would have.
Well, for KFC? Yeah. Bro, you know what? No, back then, though.
KFC was banging.
But you know what it is, yeah? Bro, when you're young, yeah? If you get bagged by police, it's easy to snitch.
Mm-hmm.
The first time.
Because they'll be like, oh, if you're going to get your parents in trouble.
Bro, no. Do you know what it is, yeah? The first time I got like bagged, I was like 18. And I was like, I ain't gonna say anything here, bro. They wore me out. So I got bagged. I thought I was gonna get like investigation within like 4 hours, yeah, bro. They waited 16 hours, yeah, gave me $1 million. I'm like, bro.
Man's delirious
bro,
at this
point. Bro, it was just.
On them hard beds as well,
innit? You know what it is, yeah? It was for a little scrap we had in like Southgate. And then I'm like, bro, like, it's
not. Oh, then they arrested Ben Man.
Bro, the kid was knocked out, bro. Yeah. Long story short, he was knocked out and I was stamping on him, bro. I was
shit.
But no, but yeah, so then.
I got sturdy.
So then. Then now. You know, stupid. So then now, yeah, they bagged me now. And they're just like telling me.
Who was there and that?
It was like, who was there? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. And it was like, who are you fighting with? I was like, I don't know. They're like, you going to the club with him? I was like, I don't know. Then, bro, then they tried pin me for something, yeah? Like after like half an hour, 45 minutes. And then they was like, this is you punching him and like kicking him in the head. And I said, what? I'm looking at the clear footage.
I never knew that.
And I was about to say, nah, that's my nigga Kane. I said, you lot are good at this.
You almost got me. They were waiting there like this.
They said, who? But I was like, bro, take me back to myself, bro. But yeah, that was.
I'm not speaking about a lawyer.
But the thing is, yeah, they scare you, and they was like, you better talk now because they were telling me he's unconscious in hospital. And I was like, if he doesn't wake up,
he's fine for their life.
Bro. So I'm in cell.
You're their lab, like, oh, the guys will be fine. He's been checked out.
But I'm there sitting in cell. I'm thinking, rah.
I'm going to live forever.
Like, how?
M.
Yeah, little old me.
What's your honor? I'm sorry.
But it gets like that. I feel like that's why I stopped having like fights.
Street fights, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You get better guys to get like, punch a guy and knocked him out.
Bro,
and that.
It's. But I think
you can kill someone, bro. Yeah.
No, it's actually long. You never know. Anything could happen.
Bro, it's what, like one little punch and he could drop his head on the ground.
Something, that's it.
And you're thinking, rah, how have I ended up here? But, you know.
That's what, or you see that someone getting stabbed. And like, bro, I was there. Imagine they killed him. You're going down with him as well, bro.
Speaking about people that get stabbed, yeah. You know that time at the carnival earlier on this year? Mm. And you know the youths, they had the fat.
Yeah, the zombies are like, yo. That thing is scary now, bro. I feel like the knives are getting bigger, bro.
Where do you get it from?
Amazon.
No way.
They get it from Amazon. Mother's life.
There's no way he can get a zombie.
They get it from Amazon.
Bro's doing research.
Bro said, I get it from Amazon. No, they get it.
The kids in my area be telling me. I keep my ears close to me. Ludo's at Amazon, yeah?
Simply. No, but that's mad though. Yeah. Like, it's actually the.
Because back in our day, like a little flick knife or a kitchen knife, innit?
Yeah. No. Literally. Yeah. But now,
man. You get your mum's kitchen knife, innit? Now, yeah.
Why are you running?
Why else are you running?
Bare sound effects when they're backing out.
But they unsheathed it, you know? You unsheathed.
Moving like Zoro from One Piece.
Come on, bro.
Moving like the Power Rangers.
It's mad.
Bare man on the sword.
Yeah. They put a big gun together.
How is this possible? possible, bro.
But yeah, no,
Amazon, Amazon, bro.
The youth of today are
ridiculous.
Like,
the thing is, yeah, because you're an artist as well, on the artist as well, people are like, oh, they blame drill music and that. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm not gonna lie, drill music, obviously, I take in music a lot, mm-hmm. but I can imagine there's certain songs I'm like, I shouldn't drive to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't drive to this, you know?
Don't drive to
this. Screw that. Yo, yeah. That my man.
You don't hear it. Like, when you're young, when you're, and you're hearing man.
You're
like,
impressionable.
Bro,
yeah.
What?
You know what it is, yeah? Man. You know, I'm a normal civilian.
I grew up during that UK gangster rap period, like, you know, PYG and that, bro. Oh, yeah. I had that PYG coming through song as my.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Also, shocks and that, like, bro.
Oh, my.
You wake up mad angry, bro.
Tiny Boost.
He's angry.
Size is all.
Don't get me in the whip with a fresh haircut. The whip clean and some drill music.
Yeah,
so you're just driving like this, looking
I
mad menacing.
Why some kids would be gas over that as well?
Like, got a 9-to-5 nigga like me looking mad mischievous.
My brother used to have like a Dodge Caliber, so it was a big car in it, and it had like some bass like in the back in the boot, so the speakers were fucked. And then, you know the Blade Brown like Bags of Boxes 3 intro? If my skills could talk, they say, can I take
their day off? Yeah.
I was in the vicar. I'm chopping up this shit. Like, this is me. Like, this is real life kind of thing.
I'm bagging up my lunch. I'm sitting in the cooking room.
Bro, put the sugar in the finger.
So I hear it, man. I hear it.
Music does obviously have an influence, but you can say that about movies and stuff, bro. Or Call of Duty.
Or games as well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you can't just like tie it down to just to drill music.
Yeah. It's a factor though, but it's not that sole.
Some people want to do drillings to then make music.
Yeah, kind of thing. I get it. I don't get it. I mean,
I don't,
but it's just like it's just the way of life. But drill is just the outcome of today's society.
Facts.
I mean, them guys are living that life, and then now they have a chance to express it and actually blow and make music. And you know how many people have blown from the mischief they've been
Low-ski
doing.
Lowski and them, man, there, like Harlem Spartans, a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? Their life is
Lowski's life ain't changed.
it changed in terms of like bread, but he's still in and out.
Yeah.
Because he's still in there.
Because even going to something like, you know when the Ice Cube and that NWA first came out, gangster rap and whatnot, people saying like, is it making all the beef hot in like LA?
Yeah.
No, is it influencing these people?
It definitely does, man. It plays a role, but imagine you're talking violence and you're making money from it. You're gonna want to even do more.
Yeah.
Like,
this is my way up.
Yeah.
No, this is my real life.
I gotta let him know that.
So I stabbed this guy and I made a song and it went number one.
Yeah.
You're thinking, stab another guy.
Bro, if the formula's not broke, don't.
Yeah, the formula's not broke, bro. So.
But yeah, before we get carried away in these topics about drillings and all that, before Ludo starts confessing,
Amazon.
Let's do a little intro.
Keep it close to the street.
You know, it's Apes and Tapes. Yeah, we're here with a special guest. I don't even want to say your name. Pappy Abs. Pappy Abs.
Abs is in the building.
Have a grown man, Pappy.
MSG Pappy, baby. For the gallum.
Glad you're here.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Yeah, man.
I like you guys' podcast, man. I love it.
We had your manager and your road manager as well.
I think you said the road man as well.
We had your manager and the road man coming as well.
Now, having them on, like, even having like Shayon on, yeah, it was like from, because Shayon's quite quiet around like everybody, then he'll be like quite loud. I was like, you sure you want to come on? And then after like my first like interaction with him, when
his tats as well.
No. My first interaction was piss poor. It was in France.
When
he sat in his lap.
I won't, but I'll be real. Motive was lit.
Thank you.
And he ruined it.
It was lit.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. That was just the outcome of how lit it was. Like
it was actually
from the show, like, bro, you missed the show.
I missed the show, which
bro.
Yeah.
Can I play it?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I just almost surprised.
I was like,
I pulled out the Paris because I had a job in Manchester, innit?
Okay.
So I was like,
you flew from Manchester.
I'm not saying Manchester, but you're in Paris, bro.
I flew from Manchester to Paris because I'm thinking, as soon as I do my job, I'm gonna
fly
out there.
Quick, yeah.
I'll get there probably as soon as it's starting, brother. Getting through the gate, passport, all them things. They're getting cab. I had to get to the Airbnb, dropping my shit. I was like, by the time that was done, the show. I was done an hour ago.
Bro, meantime, like, we all landed at like 12-ish. We even bucked your hotel, was all just chilling. They were like, where's Moses? Yeah. We was like, nah, he's working. he wasn't making it. Yeah. But yeah, that show, I lost myself in the crowd. Like,
I remember seeing the crowd at one point.
French people, bro.
They turn up, man.
Bro,
French people are lit.
Even the after clubs in France. When there was after party starts at like 3.
Those clubs stay up to like 6 a.m. and
bro,
that was, bro, it was not even like a Friday,
I was there,
bro.
This year for Reese's as well.
It was a weekday.
But even so.
You got Wanderlust.
No.
I wanted to go to that.
Wanderlust is wham, but we went to, I forgot what the place was called, bro.
You know, Packed the Wanderlust was there.
You know what my first show is, yeah, of seeing you lot was
Brixton, isn't
it? Brixton.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like, I didn't even know you lot these times, but I just went by myself because Kiel was opening. And then,
I was in April, no.
But I think it was just before, was after lockdown or something?
Yeah, after lockdown, yeah.
Bro. I have never been so turned. Someone spiked my drink.
I remember you told me.
Bro, Kia came back from backstage, yeah. He was like, have this drink. I was like, who's drinking? He said, I don't know. He was like, Mojo's aside.
He said, fuck it, why not?
And that's taste.
The man's drink you don't want to be drinking. Mojo.
So I'm drinking it now. I'm like, yeah, this is nice.
It is nice.
Then I'm like to Keys. I was like, you sure, like, that was just alcohol? Like, I'm feeling very...
Good.
Yeah, bro. I'm going home now. I left early because I'm so like turned, bro. I'm just there like thinking, fuck, this ain't alcohol. I'm out here hugging randomers and shit. And I get home now. The way, bro. When I get home now, bro, I must have slept naked in my house.
What? Bro.
I slept walk. Yeah. And then, bro.
You know how scary that is? Someone just sweet.
Someone's walking naked.
But you know what it is, yeah?
A big ass guy as well.
That's scary, bro.
But then.
You're just a big guy walking naked, bro.
Bro, I can't like. The embarrassing bit is, yeah? Someone shouted my name while I was sleepwalking, yeah? Bro, I woke up.
Wait, did they actually shout your name? Like,
yeah, so I woke up, yeah? You know when you say you're not meant to wake people up when they're sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Bro, near enough had a heart attack.
Really?
Bro. Cause you're in such shock.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, what am I? Yeah.
Bro, I just pissed on the floor.
Wait.
Bad. Okay. Man's already naked, isn't it? Yeah, so
bro. Makes sense.
No.
I didn't know what we were doing.
It wasn't a full blown fear. No. It wasn't a full blown piss, it was a little squirt.
Oh, you just squirted? You squirted.
What was that? Pre-com.
Sick of this pod, but I ain't been on a fucking month, bro.
Oh, you wet, huh?
Man said pre-cum. That is fucked. And,
man went, huh? Say louder. Man.
But real quick here, obviously, because we have abs on here, and there's been a lot of discourse on Afro Swing.
T.O. Wayne was finished.
Yeah, T.O. Wayne got.
You know,
yeah.
The way it's so funny, I saw T.O. Wayne drag you lot into it.
He said, look, okay, not in this year. But I think it's one of the random quotes he's saying, about, yeah, Afro Swing is in the mud. And I think people have replied, NSU, what about NSU? So he said, yeah, maybe not NSU, because we're still doing our thing.
Yeah, but you know what is, yeah, with you lot, I feel like it's weird to look at you lot and say you're UK artist or UK, yeah. Bro, you are an African. You're the
man's an artist. You know what? That's what people said. Yeah. Man's an artist. Yeah. Like, man could do tap any, even before, yeah, before like the options and OT Pop and whatnot. If you go on our SoundCloud, the songs we were making, man was musical. Like, you know what I mean? Man's
actually first time I actually heard music, Keith put me on in 2012, and I was listening to like the Afrodisiac.
Afrodisiac,
yeah. What's the one where you lot remixed the dancehall tune?
The Wine and Coach.
The way I got introduced to them was obviously when that period when you guys like had that, those like that, I don't know, clashes, whatever, those
CXCV.
Yeah, I was like, oh, these guys are cold, bro. Yeah.
My first tune that got into.
But also the thing is, yo, some of you guys look familiar. Like, I went to college with some of these guys, bro.
What college you go to?
I went Newvic.
Oh yeah, actually, some of them.
With my one, it was the referee tune.
See, but referees.
Yeah, that song was a vibe.
Yeah,
so I was saying, man taps into different type of bagging it. So we just see ourselves as artists, but because we're Africans, so that's like the main.
The label people put
in the pot, innit? But even the old Afro Swing stuff is like, when we're doing it, but when Afro Swing was hot, it was hot, innit? But because we were very much up there.
I'll be real. For me, obviously, you guys do Afro Swing, but it was a level higher than them man that were doing.
It wasn't the xylophone Afro
Swing. You know what I'm saying? Because Afro Swing is the mix of Afro and like dancehall or whatnot. You got, man, obviously, you were born in Nigeria, innit?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And MJ as well.
MJ was born in Nigeria, dope.
You're born in Ghana, innit?
In Ghana, yeah.
So obviously, man them have got like authentic like accents and they can speak Yoruba or whatnot. So
and it's closer to the roots.
You know what I'm saying?
Afro Swing is more of a mixture of things.
Because like,
I've always said it, sorry to cut you off. I can't understand OGD. When we talk, I'm just like, his accent, so I'm just like,
yeah.
I just know when he's telling
that's
the joke.
Authenticity, man.
But even like with him, he's got one of the greatest, he's, I think in like, like England.
Comes like hook voices.
Hooks.
I call him Captain Hook for Hook.
Yeah.
Like only
scary, bro.
Like, only person that competes with him is Swift from Section Boys. Swift was going crazy, but nah, but like I feel like even like, just having a group as well, it's just like everyone brings a little something.
And I feel like you can see the progression over like the years in terms of like, everyone's like specific individual sound.
Even the new album now, it's just bro, like the
bro,
the
I did a Machine for Machine with Roots and
you can't compare it.
Which one took it for you?
What's it called? Era the new Boys. One. Era Boys. White Bro. But obviously, there's tunes on Roots like Drunk Guitar, MCM, Tinder, Lupita. Those ones for me are like the top ones. Even like the intro, was it? What's that?
Political Badness.
Yeah, Political Badness and all them things there. Like, I listened to it like, yo, this is actually good. But you can hear like the sound.
I said this is actually good like it was crap before.
No.
Because you know what? No, you know what you said about the individual of guys have actually like improved as artists.
Of
as
Kind
of like just going into our sound and just sonically who we are and just being able to express that through the music. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not anyone that listens to NSG back a day and listens to us now, they'll be like, yo, you lot have
improvement, bro. Progression. I'll be real though, you lot are more so like cult heroes in Africa, bro. Like,
bro.
The recognition that you man get in like Kenya.
Bro. And you know, it's weird, yeah, but like, it's like, man lives in the UK, but our first, the mix that we had, it was called Roots. Like, and then the map, the world map is got is on Africa, the tree, and then like Area Boys is a very much an African terminology in a way, innit? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, we're so to Africa, but it's like, they feel that as well.
Yeah.
Because they listen to us, they're like, yo, these are British, UK guys.
But they fuck up us heavy.
I can even relate to what they say. Like, I feel like they're one of us.
You see, when you go back to like saying like Nigeria, do you ever get like feel like you're made different because you grew up like your childhood in the UK, but you're still one of them?
Do you know what? A bit of both. Because when I'm there, like, man feels a monk.
Yeah,
I'm one of you lot. But then there's that bit of they've actually been here forever. And man's got a bit of Western world in me.
Yeah.
So it's just like, they could tell that. They could smell from...
Oh, see, in Africa,
and this is anywhere in Africa, whether it's Kenya, whether it's Uganda, whether it's Nigeria, whether it's Ghana, they smell foreign blood. Straight away. As soon as you land, bro.
I can speak. The best pigeon I can speak.
No matter what.
You know what it is? Bro, I think what you're saying is the eyes, bro. You ain't seen enough.
Yeah, you ain't seen enough, bro.
They ain't seen enough. You had it good for a couple years. I can tell
you live uptown.
Yeah, me. You know what the worst thing about the whole like, even I having family back at home. Say I got like family back in Jamaica, they're like, they be swearing that I'm living a life of a prince, which in comparison,
you are.
I am. Yeah. But then it's like, yo, can you send over this? They don't even know like the paycheck to paycheck. But I'm always like, yo, I always try to send a little 30 over. Yeah. But you see, when it's like if it's 100, I'm like, bro, I need this. And sometimes I get selfish. It'll be like, bro, I'm about to go out next week. And I know it's going to be 15 pounds for drinks. And I got to buy a drink for a baddie here and there.
You're spending minimum 150 when you go out.
It's
like two bills now, minimum. This cost of living crisis.
Guys, man, stop drinking, man.
Apple juice.
But I can't lie, man buys like lemonade and that. There was one time I bought
like £6-7 in the club anyway.
The thing is,
you know, so mad. They'll take the cup. They'll take the lemonade like £1 from the shop. Yeah. They pour it in front of your face, bro.
And they're like, yeah.
You gotta pay.
I paid £40 for 2 Smirnoff shots in Cirque.
£40? Oh, Cirque, fair enough.
Cirque so late.
Cirque, I'm taking.
Bro, do you remember what was that club in Shoreditch? In
cargo.
Cargo.
£25 injury.
It was a spot. Cargo. You see the smoking area?
When you're walking past, that's what.
They were ahead of the curve when it comes to the cost of living crisis.
Bro,
£25 for cargo is mental.
Bro, when they shut down, I threw a little party in my yard because
I was buzzing. I was like, yes, good.
But even getting back to the music, I wanted to ask you, there's two questions.
Mm-hmm.
You see with like friends and stuff, when they listen to your music.
Yeah.
Say if one of your friends constantly hated your music, can that man still be your friend?
Yes and no, because if there's no if the hating on the music doesn't come with like constructive criticism of like oh, if you say it this way, or even there's no time where you're like, oh, I like that, I like that, then it's like, yeah. There's signs of like you're hating or type of thing, innit? So you have to look at that friend twice, like, yo, what go on, man?
But what do you think, like, he just doesn't like your sound?
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's one thing about music. Music is very...
Everyone's like, opinion, everyone's allowed their opinion. So exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? It's very you don't, yeah. And that's why I always, anytime I say I don't like something, I'll be like, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean?
Because I always say, yeah, like, if someone, like, say if Ludo started like a rock and roll thing, yeah.
Where rock and roll?
Yeah. No, because it's something so different. Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah. And it would be like, I'm listening to it now. Do you know what? It'll come to the terms that I'll actually end up liking it because I love like Ludo as a friend and everything. Yeah. And it'll be like, I can tap into what you're tapping to.
Yeah.
Almost.
I can appreciate it because obviously
you're enjoying it.
Also, I think as well, remember there was a period like Afrobeats wasn't taken as seriously as it is now. Let's just be real. A lot of people didn't take it seriously. Facts. So people are like, oh, I don't feel it because I don't like that sound. But now it's played like that as well. How did you overcome that barrier of like, because remember that song like Antenna, people didn't take it seriously.
No, but the thing is, I'm telling you, once you stick to what you do, yeah.
Yeah.
When you constantly do something, there's this saying like, "What practice makes progress." In it.
Yeah, for sure.
Practice makes perfect.
It makes progress. You always progress in anything you do constantly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just naturally, you'll get better at it. So it's like, man, be doing it so long, and I'm not giving up just because a man say I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I know, man's. You know when you do music, man, you're doing something for a reason. Sometimes you don't even know, but. Stuff you listen to growing up has made you
tap into it or
approach music this way or whatever. So just like if you keep doing it, you're only gonna get to the point where it's almost perfect.
Also, like, how do you guys keep that harmony? Because there's quite a few guys in the group, and like you know, everyone's be on the same page. Like for example, there's four of us in the pod. We don't agree on everything. How do you guys, you know?
I think that's the beauty of it, though. Like they say, two brains is better than one. Like with us, there's six minds in it. Yeah. Mm. So just like we never. Everything's an argument, bro. Like, because everyone's got different minds, innit?
Mm-hmm. Like, even coming down to, like, say, the album.
Bro, like, the song selections, bro. Yeah. It was mad, like...
Because if I go crazy on one song...
And you say, no, put that on.
And niggas are saying, that song's whack. And you're thinking, I will...
No, but I never put my heart and soul to this.
No, nigga, you was whack on that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I swear to you, there was even one song I was like, I don't like this. Me, personally, I don't like this song. Yeah. And I said, selfishly, I rushed my verse. I don't like it. Yeah.
What song was that?
Seho.
And that
song's a banger, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even now we're performing and it's a banger. Yeah. But like, it's like, when it comes to my verse, I'm like, I know I rushed this verse. Like, so I'm just annoyed at myself.
Because even Offset said it.
He did.
Ric Flair Drip.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was just messing about with it. And he told
Metro.
He's like, bro, don't put it out. I was just messing about in the studio.
Hey, that's on the
bro said, fuck it, I'm putting it out. And he said, bro.
I told you. I do this shit.
The thing is, I feel like when you're on your own work, you're your biggest hater.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, fuck, man, this is shit.
Good, this ain't good enough.
And then these times you give it to your friends, you be like, no, you're spazzing. Yeah. But yeah, it gets like that. And then my other question was, what's your favorite place in Africa to tour?
To tour?
Yeah, favorite country.
Kenya, man. Kenya's nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, right. man's driving to, we're doing sound check and we're driving past the venue. Some people are already in line. Literally, everyone in line, like, individually, no mixer, Captain Morgan, my nephews, and just backing it.
Yeah,
them can drink.
East Africans drink. They're drinkers.
Like, that's one, they can drink.
East African women drinking cheap, bro.
Yeah.
They go crazy, man.
Bro, I fell in love with a Kenyan woman.
A Kenyan woman?
It's stopping, man.
Stop playing with me.
No, I heard East African women.
East Africa.
And South African.
Yeah. South African women. You see that little accent? They have like a. They would be rolling the R's and shit.
Joburg.
Yeah.
But South Africa is like, obviously, that's Zimbabwe.
South Africa.
Right? Yeah, South Africa.
Zambia.
As well.
But the way they speak here, even, you know the babe that's banging right now, Tyler.
I watched
one interview, bro.
With Henry.
Yeah, bro. I said before, I was like, "Oh, Waters, like, it's all right." Like, after I watched that, I was like, the "Song's a banger."
Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
make me swear. Yeah.
Big you shaking like, your hips and shit.
Bro, I've got Waters.
Accent is leng, bro.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, East African. Oh boy, let me have a girl. Kenyan. Yeah. I'm telling you.
They don't want.
Does it get crazy on tour, huh?
Luna said, how's your dick game?
on tour.
I won't tell anyone.
My God, my God, did the Drewski.
And you know what's fucked, yeah? You know, because like Africa, yeah, the love they show you is different anyways. But they know, like, they're not seeing you again for a bit. Yeah, so even the girls, yeah, they move like, you can meet a girl, but she's got a girl. One night. She's got a man.
Yeah, one night, bro. It, don't
it doesn't matter, bro.
They stick rare, baby.
It's like, yeah, man. Nice.
It's like overseas, dick.
Real quick, here, obviously, I remember speaking to you, like, a few weeks ago, talking about, like, OT Bop, like, The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I want to quickly ask, did you not rehearse that? Or did it just happen?
That's how I came about. So basically, it's so funny, but GRM hit us up like, yo, we're doing this radio thing.
Which is hard, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic concept.
Composers are wavy.
Yep.
And okay, that's what I'm getting to. So we're like, oh yeah, who's playing us at composers? We're like, oh, come.
Yeah.
Like, with no stress. Then we go there, there's like our rehearsals. We get to the rehearsals, yeah, we're practicing. And then we're even deciding what song to perform last. And then we done options. And then I was like, yeah, this is hard. Let's do it last.
Mm.
Then they started playing OT Bop.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
And then the outro, even though go listen to that rock version, the outro, yeah, fucking hell. Them man.
It's crazy on the outro.
Boo, like, them man are amazing. That bass.
I think the first time I saw composers was at the Three Shots.
Yeah.
And I've always watched their videos and shit. Right. And then I was watching them live. I think Gigs came out. I'm not sure. Someone else came out. But the way they were just like, You know, like when you say like music, when it hits you,
you feel it, bro.
I'm just like, bro.
And that's what they heard OT Bop, and OT Bop, for you to be able to play it like and make it musical, that musical, for it to now be a rock version, is that you have to be locked in on a different level. So, yeah, we're rehearsing it, and then everyone just started losing it. Yeah. Everyone just started shaking.
Well, I'll be real, bro. When Crunch is like, guess the dance. Well, I see you on TikTok.
Well, you've got to remember, day, bro. Rock started from black people as well.
Yeah. And the thing, when we made that tweet,
we're just reclaiming it.
Yeah. When it went viral and there was like, oh, Afro rockers entered the room, and that was the quote tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Even people in America was like, this is go-go music, which is like, basically, I did the research. So it's like, again, it's coming back to, it's ours, isn't it?
Reclaiming what's ours.
But I feel like with, like, you lot's music, you can shape it in any way, like, with, like, for instance, when you got tunes come on in the car, yeah, this guy is remixing it.
Bro, only does me.
No, you know what?
His voice is fucking wavy.
You know the granddad did that, don't you?
Yeah.
The granddad,
I love that video, bro.
Bro.
It's like, you could actually do it in any way, but it's, I don't know, man, it's, guys are talking melodically in a way. So when you, like, just switch it a bit, take it this way, it's like, yeah, you could actually create something.
Mm. I tried to get my creative. But whenever I tried to get like creative, yeah, that's why I start to go like with music or obviously man of content creation as well, innit? And then my mind kind of thinks different. I just want to express myself.
Yes, yeah, literally.
But when it comes to like being in the studio, whatever, obviously when Keys like produce or Mojo produce, what we start off doing is like with melodies as opposed to like actual words. Yeah, yeah. You don't do the same thing, or is it?
But man, it's melodies, bro.
You're just humming something just, and then you write
afterwards. It connects more.
That's another question I want to ask you. Do you have like any pet peeves when it comes to like recording in the studio? You got like niggas like me in there just busting jokes.
I like the vibe. I like
them. They might want to get credits.
We should do this.
No one was
doing it. I do hate it.
We don't apparently some man like, you know, people like bring things over, bring things.
Okay, that's one thing about me. Yeah. When I'm in the studio, I don't really like girls being around because I'm easily distracted.
Yeah.
I like women like
too many titties.
Like each other. So he's like, come here, baby.
My, he's the guy scaring the hoes. You two should kiss.
Hey, babe, bring the ball.
I dare you to fuck me.
Hey, there's no ball. Oh, spin the mic then.
Take off the thing and spin it. No, but I get bare distracted. So like, I don't like having girls around in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But pet peeves, like, when, you know, there's them guys here, they try to overstand, like, do too much of, you're not an artist, yeah? But it's like, and then the studio move like,
they're trying to get in the A&R bag. Yeah. They're trying to get for a job. Be like,
jump in his pocket, jump in his pocket.
Yeah.
I think you should
do this. And then they go to the sound engineer and say,
turn that down, but lift up the drums.
You're like Pepper the sideline.
Oh my God.
You're like, nigga, who is you?
But yeah, nah, aside from that, I don't really like, I get in the studio and I'm in a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Even like another question, like, how do you lot as a group get a song done, like, as in, like, we're doing this song, like, you got 6 men to finish
that. I'll be real, yeah. This is NSG session, yeah. Get into the studio, because everyone's builds it, chill, we always chat bears, and then whoever is foreplay, whoever is J5, whoever's cooking up, whoever producer is, they start cooking up. And everyone just starts. You just saw, yeah. Like, let's say Ludo's. Just, you know, like you said, melodies. You just start hearing stuff.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, oh, what are you writing about? What's the concept? And then literally one by one, you just go in.
Yeah.
One by one.
There are times someone says, fuck the concept, I'll do what I want to do. Yeah. You know, sometimes J. Cole will be rapping, like, it'll be a song about, like, sex, yeah. J. Cole rapping, like, economy and that.
Sometimes that happens because the melody you've got is, it fits so perfect for this, but it may not relate to the topic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Was talking about fucking bad bitches. Yeah. Mojo comes in just talking about nonsense.
Literally.
About Jesus.
Literally. But I think that's the beauty of, like, being in a group, isn't it?
Because I feel like with having 6 men, it's like every different part is a different song.
Yeah.
Because you got a different melody and you got like a different voice.
Flow or not different voice. Different way of seeing life as well, just seeing how things go.
Bro, even, and that's the beauty of it. You can give a, it's like, you know, word association, when you say a word, and then someone
passes it, so it changes completely.
It can change, so like, Matt can just give a topic and be like, oh, let's talk about fucking hustling. But then it's like, my experience of hustling will
be different.
Ludo's, Moses.
I'll be real, bro. Speaking of your brother's a cheat code, bro. Yeah, you and MJ have been cheating.
Toxic love, yeah.
I've tapped him.
Toxic love. I don't know what you're saying.
About,
I've tapped him, bro. And you know what it is? It's one of those, bro, on back a day, I've always been speaking your brother, but then there was a thing of where we felt not disconnected to the UK, but just trying to cater to the UK more. Mm-hmm. So I tapped back out of the yard. I was like, just.
Do you know what I don't get, though? Small. You see when, like, so someone like, say, with my African friends, when they, you lot talking pigeon.
Yeah.
Bro,
Nah.
I think it's because, like with Pato, I grew up around it. With this, I'm just like,
Look at pigeon like this, yeah. It's like broken English. It's English, but the fact that they can't speak it fully, they break it.
Yeah.
You're just breaking down English.
With a hammer, just smashing it down.
Yeah. Smashing it anyway.
Yeah. I always tell people, yeah, like, I understand patois, yeah. If you go to Jamaica and you go where my family from is, like, in the villages.
What, the country, yeah.
Country. Like, if you go to a country gal and they're not talking patois anymore. It's literally, it's like,
one of a language, even.
It's like, rah. That's what I would compare pigeon to. And it's like,
even, rah. I can't lie, my pigeon's not like the greatest as well. Like, because
you've been here for so long.
Yeah, because like, my English is kind of there. So it's like, I can't be breaking it down. I don't need,
You're using slang from here. And then to add pigeon.
But yeah, there
was, that's your pigeon like?
There was another.
I understand it more than anything. But it's like watching Nollywood.
The small, two small little guys?
Aki
and Popo, them guys.
They've had the meme game.
Alison, Popo.
Aki and Saltfish.
Aki and Popo.
Do you know, that's another thing I wanted to bring up here. Yeah. You see, like, there's such like a disconnect to, like, as you two are both Nigerian, yeah?
Mm.
See, when we was like chilling.
Wait, sorry, where are you from?
Angola.
Is it? I thought it was Ghanaian.
Nah,
is he either Congo or
yeah. But you say you're Portuguese, isn't it?
No, I'm the one that's never.
It's me personally.
Hey, man.
I'm Portuguese. So.
Me personally. No, he's been saying he's Angolan for years.
He's been popular.
But now I was saying, like, there was such a disconnect, like, from, like, say, like, being in Nigeria. Like, when you two were talking about, you were like, yeah, I had some beans and toast. And then.
No. Hey, bro, I said that. Everyone, what did you eat? I said I had bread and beans.
Yeah, bread and beans.
I said, baby.
Nah, bro. I said, that meal slaps.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, that's what he's, you said.
He's just like, nah, it's not the ones you're thinking about. I'm like.
Because I was so sure Alex is not eating bread and beans, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the one mama, you're not eating that.
Like, I was like, what are you not talking about? What is it?
Yeah, get bread.
Kidney beans. Yeah. I can get bread and everything.
To be fair, like, when me and Alex went to Turkey to watch the Champions League final, yeah? And we stayed with my uncles for like 2 nights before we got our Airbnb. And they were slapping beans, innit?
Mm.
So they asked Alex, do you want beans? And he was thinking,
nigga, fuck out of here. We're talking about beans.
Yeah,
you think eating beans?
Yeah,
but the only thing I could relate to is that, like, when we was eating, niggas backed out a banana. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I can get with this now. Because you know what is? From time, like, with my Somali friends, they'll be talking about banana and rice, and there was something else. There was banana and something simple. And I was always for years thinking, like, banana and rice.
Yeah, man. Until you
try it, you're just thinking it's a perfect, it's like a little cloud with the rice. It's like, the combinations.
It goes crazy.
Yeah, it goes crazy. Like, even I was mad. I was at Brothers the other day and had my meal. And the next day, Patrice Evra. Bro, I was so mad. That little CTE conversation I would have with Patrice Evra would have been crazy.
Dick ride.
Nah, but I don't really be trying to dick ride that lot. I tell you, one time I felt uncomfortable. I think it was like a foreplay party. And I saw
foreplay.
Producer.
Oh,
this guy's first. Yeah, yeah. The guts.
you know, eating out of shit. What's going on? Get ready.
You know what's funny? You like that? I think we all linked up, yeah. But then, so I'm with my girl, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna show Ab's mad love for what song was it with Major Leagues?
Oh yeah. Go down. Yeah.
I was with my girl at the time, and I was like, nah, I ain't gonna dick ride in front of my girl. That's crazy. Like, so you went toilet.
Look, left like a man.
I said, yo, my bro.
Hey, my bro.
My girl went toilet. I was like, Abs, what you done on go down? I swear, bro. And I was like, bro. But I ain't a fan though.
I show love, man.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? But my thing is, I feel like there's like a fine line between showing love and being OTT.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to, I could see Tyrion Reed in it kind of thing. Like, obviously, when I was growing up, he's the guy in it.
That was a favorite player. Yeah.
When I first met him, I was like, shit, like he got a different aura. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to talk your fucking head off.
Yo, bro.
Like, you know, when you played against, like, Real Madrid and that, went to the corner flag and...
I'm going to just...
Like, I'll lie. I'll say all of that, bro.
I don't want to feel like I'm just, like...
Bothering him, innit? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand you're a reporting man. You're very busy.
Obviously, we're not nobody yet in the podcast game, yeah? But people come and like, yeah, you should be in the podcast. Like, I don't even know you.
Yeah. But you know what is funny, yeah? We were talking about in Central.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man, yeah? We're walking to one pub to watch the Man United game. Me and Moses are like, you know when you're just talking with your boy, like real life stuff, not in deep, but just talking about like...
kind of serious.
Yeah, but we're just talking about life, like, oh shit, this happened today, da da da. And I'm walking down Central, this guy pops up to me in the face. He's like, yo, nigga.
Bro, Central London, bro.
Bro, my heart jumped into my mouth. I was like, what the fuck?
But is it go time?
I'm like, hey. And then he was like, nah, bro, I love the pod. I'm like...
It sounds like the approach is mad.
Mad.
Like, literally, I got approached after carnival, yeah, but I was with my boy. He put back to his boy, like, nah, it's not that.
But then imagine his boy was like, ah, nah, I'll be telling him to stop doing this. We do it everywhere. I can't lie. I haven't even told you, like, this, yeah. The pod bust me with you, but I was with
a lady.
With a lady.
Yeah, a lady friend.
And then this is a while back. And then... she was like, oh, so we went to a little quick holiday.
Mm. Yo, good.
I mean, I'm there now, yeah? I'm going through regular thing, yeah? And guy, do you know the expressway for, you see, you can go quick way to get checked out. He was like, hey, you do that podcast, innit?
Hey, come.
I said, not even. He was like, nah, it's you.
I know it's you.
He's like, nah, come. Like, come through the expressway. I was like, nah, man, I'm like scared. And he's like, nah, bring her too. Then I'm like,
I'm getting some pussy tonight.
Love, bro.
That's the perks, isn't it?
No, but so we get there now, yeah? And this guy was like, oh, where are you two from? And this girl was like, Caribbean, da 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 da. She walks off through the metal detector now, yeah? And he was like, oh, yeah, girls from the Caribbean got that wet. I'm just like, bro, you don't even know if that's my sister. Like, I was like, nigga's got no decorum, man. He was like, he was just like, yeah, he's got a wet. And I was just like.
It's because like, a lot of our topics can be kind of be crazy as well.
Yeah. No, but this guy doesn't know me from the pod. It's a random guy.
Oh.
So he was like, yeah, like he was just trying to make conversation. I'm just like, I'm like, nigga, you need to get sacked, horny ass.
Yeah, Lando.
I might tell a joke.
I'll be real though. The first time, like, from the content creation thing, yeah, I was with a girl and we were out like Shoreditch size, isn't it? This is like probably like 2 years ago. I was walking with her, yeah, and obviously it's like everything's all good, everything, the date's been going well, whatever. And then there's some random white dude, isn't it? Pulled up a man who went,
oh my God! Stop! Moses, what are you doing there?
That's always the question.
I'm not normal. Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to be?
I put
on my trousers the same time as you, one leg at a time.
You know what it is, yeah? I love getting love, yeah? But
I'm still a normal person.
No. But niggas always save it for me when I'm with like niggas.
I swear down that night the girl was like to me, "What was that? That we on, yeah?" Nah, man.
Because like the level we on, yeah, it's like, all right, cool. Baby's thinking, nah, you just be doing this for TikTok. And yeah. I'm like, niggas really know me outside.
We don't even know.
But I can't be like boosting our thing. I was like, ah, yeah, it's true.
You gotta have someone else to boost it for.
Yeah. If I'm walking with, sometimes if I'm walking with a girl, they'll be like, they give me the little.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, come here. Yeah, come here. Boost my thing up. Yeah. I'm trying to fuck tonight.
Your stock goes up a little bit. Yeah. Because in terms of like social, society wise, isn't it? Some women are, they're attracted to that, like, oh, this
I'll be real, girls like that, you know.
No, dude, they're
like... How have you dealt with that? Because it's been a while, obviously, you're as big as you are now, but you've been known for a long time. Are you used to it yet?
Yeah, I tell you, even now, I try to avoid going... When I'm on a date or something, I avoid going
to that, you got that one little spot that knows you, bro.
I try, I'm like, even... Bro, I remember there was one time... I was in Shoreditch one time. I was with a girl... And I just, it was a busy night in Shoreditch. I think it was either a Thursday or Friday.
Bro went on a Friday night and said, it's so busy.
I think it was a Friday.
Thursday's the new Friday.
But yeah. It makes sense. Someone's there, and then she's caught, like, people are just praying, man, like, that's that. And she, that's the da-da-da-da. Mm. Bro, we get to, you know where Cargo is? You know that?
That strip.
As soon as we turned in, literally, we walked past where Cotton's was. We walked past Blue's Kitchen. Mm. Someone was like, oh, Al, what are you saying? Da-da-da-da. And this was my first time going out with her. As soon as we bust that thing and she saw bare people, she just held onto my hands.
Associated.
Got her.
I was like, this is not it. I can't move with this shit. Oh, then that's what? You know, my
man. Said, anyone can be looking right now.
I took my phone out of my pocket like, man.
Whatever said, no one called you. You're like,
both hands. I was like,
unhand me.
Unhand me, bro. You know what I mean? But no, I tell you, like, I'm kind of used to it. And I enjoy it. I'm going to, because...
I feel like it's like...
I love, because the things, like I said, I'll show love in it. Yeah. When people show me love, I'm mad appreciative. Because one thing is, people to watch yourself or to even speak when they see that, that means they really take the thing in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Because it takes a lot to actually even do that, to approach
to
someone.
To do that. Yeah. So when they do it, I'm like, I try to make people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do anyways. Like,
with me, though, it's...
I bet any of the guys, they're like, nah, fuck that.
Because sometimes you're not in the mood, innit? Fair enough, you know what I mean? But luckily, there's 6 hours, because they'll be like, can we get a picture? I'm like, oh yeah, come on, it's fine, man.
So my one of them like, no, I can't be off.
I'll be like, yo, Equaz, they want to get a picture. Oh, do you want to get a picture?
They want a picture of you.
But like, I feel like sometimes with me, like if someone comes up and says, I love the pod, it's like, I'm in a shit mood, in a shit space. Mm. And I'll be like, oh, thank you. And I'll walk off and I'll be like, nah, I violated. Like,
you didn't give them.
Like sometimes you don't give like back the same love. You know what I mean? I've been in places where it's underwhelming. It's like, even with Ricky Hatton, me and him, oh, it's kind of mad gay, but like me and him was like pissed in the toilets together. And like he was just chatting.
But he's mad close, so you're doing one cubicle apart, bro.
The nigga was chatting to me and shit.
While he's pissing?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's what you're doing it. I can't lie.
But then we get out of watching his documentary, and I'm thinking, bro, we got that little bond now. I was like, bro, the documentary was like mad inspiring. Bro said, cool. And just bounced off, and I was like,
shouldn't have said that.
I was like, man, I shouldn't have dick ride like that. But no, but it's like, even like meeting him, he was like a genuine nice person, but I get it. Because he's coming out this the thing and everyone's coming up to him. Because
he's the man of the moment.
Yeah, like, and it's like, time in it, like, he can't like stay there. Mm-hmm. But I know, I get it. But I got some questions to ask you lot. Mm.
I hate this part, man. This guy's...
Nah, we'll come to that bit later. But no,
he's cooking in his head for the
I wanted to know if you lot are real truthers or liars.
Mm. Go on.
All right, cool. There's a few scenarios, yeah?
Let me get the apologies real quick, please.
All right, cool. You can hear me, though.
Yes, I said
Yeah. Little top up. All right, cool. This is a normal one, yeah? Say if you lot are running late to meet your friends or women, are you like telling the truth about your ETA?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm telling you the truth because you're not gonna beat me.
Yeah,
I said to you. That's my new. Even though you asked me ETA, I told you, I give you the exact time that my waist is
saying.
When Moses asked me, we're doing a pod. I'm telling you the exact time because again, it's better you keep it true. Cause you know when you're there, you lie like it's a bit.
But you know the ones, like when you haven't left your yard yet. at all, and it's like they're calling you.
Yeah, I'll be like, on my way. I'll be like, on my way.
Yeah, I'll show you. Are you a lie like that? Say, I'm on my way, but you really haven't had a shower yet.
Okay, that's a bit too far. Thing is, I like being fashionably late. I don't like being overly late.
Do you know what with me, it's like I pick and choose where I know I can be late.
Yeah.
Like, say if we're going to like a little party, like a little drink up, and it's like, oh, we're getting there for 7. I know I could push it 7:20 because it's like that. But say if it's like an appointment or we need to be on time, I'll probably get there like 5-10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Mm. But if it's like a little thing, sometimes
if it's a motive, I'm probably turn up late. But if it's like, for example, I have to meet at this station for carnival, I'm being there on time or even early.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's gonna be hard to be fine.
Like,
going to the same rave, bro. I'm turning up when doors close.
With carnival, like say like meeting up for carnival, I'm definitely on time because I'm not being a guy where people are like, we're leaving him.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
When
I'm going with someone else's friendship group.
Bro.
Like, I'm not waiting for him. I don't know that nigga.
Yeah. Going carnival by yourself, trying to search for your friends because you be belling off the line.
The funniest thing is,
is when you're in the mix of things and your boy's calling you.
You're like, bro, I'm trying to grab a wine.
And you're like, should I pick up? You pick up once, the signal's finished.
You gotta hear
it. He's like, but he's like, bro, meet me here. Yeah. You just hang up.
Location, you hang up. You like, I'm go through.
I'm not even trying to see that nigga today. You missed out. You missed
If you're not there, as you just said, there are certain motives. They just be like, okay, I have to be on time. For this.
Yeah.
Others like, I can afford to be like. Late. For me, it's like you got to give me like a half an hour grace period. That's my thing.
Yeah.
So if I told you like, boom, I'm gonna get here at 7. I'm probably going to be there between 7 and 7:30.
If guys takes the piss, he's going
to be... I'm at 7, though.
But you know, my thing, I used to be punctual all the time.
His fame...
You're going to blame other people.
It's because of these, man. There was one time, we were going to a game in the Midlands. I think it was a Wolves game, right? These man said, come to Cockfosters, come to Cockfosters, to get breakfast and then we're going to cut. So I'm coming from South London to Cockfosters. That's the end of the Piccadilly. You know what I'm saying? Northern Line.
Thanks for baiting out my spots.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go there, whatever. I've pulled up there. These men live in North. So it's not far for them to get
there. Of course,
Like 10 minutes from them.
You still got there before then?
I got there. Bro, tell me why I'm waiting an hour and a half.
Let me shut down this theory. Let me shut
it's not a theory,
that's
bro.
It's an
hour and a half.
I'm coming from South.
Main driver getting us to Cockfosters, fell asleep, Gem.
Yeah, but why weren't you there? Why weren't you there?
Bro, why am I going to take bus when I've got a driver that's, you know what I mean?
So you waited for him to come pick you up?
Yeah.
You saw me come from South London.
Anyway.
And let me wait there for 2 hours.
So my next question is...
You guys are bastards.
My next question is... We all know how it gets down with women and their birthday makeup. She's looking very ugly. What are you saying?
Let's not say ugly. She's not looking like normal. You know what I'm saying?
She's not looking top form.
The whole year, she'd be looking sexy as hell, nice makeup, nice skin, nice thing, then looking
and
like gold dust.
Makeup.
Yeah. I say this looking is different.
Like this.
Yeah. I say this is different.
you know the ones where
this
she
put, different.
Wait, go on.
That's what I told him. I'll be like, oh, this is different.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's just one of them ones where...
You tell it straight.
You'll be like, this is different.
Wait, Alex, you're telling
me. Like, you know what it is, a different flow on this track.
Like,
I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah, but if you imagine it, you out here, you get ready, like you've ironed your shirt, you looking crisp, everything, and she come out looking like some handsome...
That's good with
like some handsome, like drag queen, and you're like...
Not the handsome drag queen.
And you're like... What? Am I fucking a nigga tonight?
No, but my thing.
So are you telling
me? I'm a boy in the ass?
It's one of them ones where you look at it like, you ain't finished yet. You know when they do like the blending?
The triangle.
But then they come and tell you like, oh no, but I'm taking into account like the lighting, and the flash and picture.
You gotta look at it like, oh, you're not finished yet. And she's like, she's grabbing her keys and shit.
Yeah. I'm done.
No, but are you telling the truth?
I'll be real.
I haven't.
Well, you wouldn't, go on.
I haven't. Literally, I remember when I was with my ex a couple years back for her birthday and she had. I didn't. Like,
you just told her like it's not.
I didn't say anything.
You just let it
run. I know what birthday makeup is. It's golden shit. So
you know what is? I think like the birthday makeup though, it's a lot of pressure.
Because also the thing is, it might not look good for me, but it looks good for them, and that's how the look they want.
That's what. But my thing is, like I've been in like a similar situation, not in terms of like makeup, but in terms of like clothing and like item of clothing. I'm like, so when I seen it, I'm like, I'm not a fan of this. That's what I said. I'm not a fan of this. But in certain women's minds, it's like,
I'm putting that shit on.
It's like, he doesn't like it. For me, if something, if it drops, yeah, even if I don't like it, if it drops with something, then I will rate it.
Yeah, kind of thing.
But if it don't drop, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a fan of this fit.
No, me, I'm the type of person, bro.
I'm
fixing up the look, bro. I'm buying.
Oh, what?
I'm like, bro. Yeah.
No, but like that night though. Oh, that night, makeup, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you?
I keep a mental note. Okay. Yeah. But next time,
I call. So the other, so the other one is to do with women.
Wait, you didn't say your one.
My one is more of, I'm definitely busting jokes on you.
Why?
It's a birthday, so I'm not doing that, man.
Nah, do you know what is?
Yeah, counting them on their birthday.
Yeah, crazy. Do you know what is? Yeah,
you like 2 days.
Nah.
You know what is? Crazy your birthday, you know.
Great spirit.
Do you know what is? Yeah,
look like gold dust.
Like if you like,
look like Homer Simpson.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's one of them.
Oh, yellow looking ass.
It's not direct jokes. It's just like, I don't know. You'll just find a joke.
I'll be like, you're taking a bit longer to do your makeup today.
But no, I wonder why. A little joke, but it's more of, we're definitely going to talk about it the next morning.
Yeah.
Like, they can say the same thing as well. Like, your one fit was looking crazy one day.
You know what I mean? But I feel like another one. Say, you see, like women go through this stage.
When Alex and Moses used to wear Chelsea boots.
I don't lie. I own desert shoes, not boots.
I had the boots.
Chelsea boots.
I never had Chelsea boots.
Nah.
When I used to go to Aquam in
Alice is Clapham.
No.
You had it.
I was.
That wasn't me.
No,
nasty. I had to get straight with. Sometimes you couldn't get into the clubs with.
But
no, my other one was like I feel like everyone's gone through this when you got like a girlfriend. You see, like. It's like, do I look fat?
How do you answer that?
That one's techie because it's like you don't want to even want to be mean.
If you say yeah, but like, I like fat women, then
what's it? But there's no right answer.
There is.
If you say yeah, I like fat women, you think I'm fat.
Yeah, if a woman comes up to you and says, do I look fat? You're like,
you can't win.
You're just like, nah, and she's like, nah, you're lying to me, and he's like.
Now I'm not gonna lie, I hate when girls say I don't like that, man. It's a sign of insecurity.
Yeah, yeah,
even well, I do appreciate when the girls, I'm putting on weight, man, but next week I'm in the gym.
I prefer that
approach. Instead of saying, do I look fat? And then you answer me like, no, you look good, babe. Now you're lying to me. I'll be like, so why'd you ask me?
That's my thing.
Doesn't
everyone have an insecurity or something though?
Even I have an insecurity myself, kind of thing, but like I don't seek validation from the man them.
Or is it not man them, but even for yourself,
even a woman,
it might be validation. Thing, all right, cool. I'm just looking at myself. The something, whatever it may be that I don't particularly like, it might be, it might be that as well.
Like for me, like someone I'm speaking to, like the dunks that you wear, the pandas, these, I don't like them. They're basic. Everyone has them. In my head, I'm like, I like how these look.
Comfy, reliable.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not
getting it because anyone else likes it. I'm getting it because I like it.
You know what?
I feel like with us guys on this topic, it's very different. Like, for instance, I'm going to tell you a time. Moses and Dylan, they were going back to back on each other, like arguing, sending shots. And like, what was there laughing? I caught the craziest stray. Dylan's getting cooked by Moses now, yeah?
And I know you ain't laughing. Yeah.
I sniggled and he goes, Dylan looks at me and this fat cunt over here.
Just like that. And you know the straight.
What's he fucking for?
I was like, I got little love handles.
Yeah, I'm fat.
But I was like, this ain't about me.
Face your front, man. This is about them, bro.
I hate when niggas are getting cooked in the group chat. And they go for like just a look.
The thing is, when it switches on to you, you're getting cooked as well. Why are you laughing? Start getting
now,
to you as well. Like,
now I've got to get activated and cook him. I don't want to be doing this. But
also the thing as well, with obviously different like insecurities and whatnot. Also, say you got a friend that doesn't actually dress as well as everyone else.
Yeah, we all got that one friend. We all got that one friend that don't really be dressing
because he doesn't care.
But then you got to usher him out for the photos. Be like,
I think take a picture.
Once you clock, and they don't care. You just have to leave them.
I'll
be real.
But his girl might care though.
The girl has to sort it out.
I'll be real.
I've had friends where literally he don't care about how he dresses or whatnot, but his girl cares. She's like trying to change how he dresses or whatnot.
It becomes a little issue. But if he likes what he likes, I don't think he has to change.
Yeah,
you get it? Like, there's certain fits I see the man them wear, first time I saw like
funky outfits in real life is when I used to see you, man, innit? Together. You know what I'm saying?
But they man, but they man,
it drops
on them.
On them.
But it drops on them.
Me,
yeah.
It might not drop.
Again, yeah, sometimes it's about with clothing, yeah. It's like you have to feel
confident. Yeah, you have to feel
confident. The one thing I got asked about, yeah, you see the OTU Bop video. Yeah. Niggas were dressing crazy.
Yeah, you were out of control.
No, you and Cross were matching in the.
You know what? Funny enough,
y'all niggas are wild.
You know what? We went. We said, look, like,
what shop did you go to get the items?
You know, it's fucked that you don't even mess it. But we said, we genuinely said, yeah, we want to obviously showcase like
your expression.
Yeah, express it fully, innit?
Yeah.
OGD was the worst. OGD, what is it?
The green, the scar, baby.
Do you know what it is, yeah?
It was hard, but then when you look at it, yeah, it's always
people. You know what it is, yeah?
Like, grandma. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what it is, yeah?
I always say,
yeah, when someone dresses crazy with confidence, it's like, it tricks your mind because
yeah.
you're like,
yeah.
no, you put that shit on.
The way it tricks you is like, nah, I could do something a little crazy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, but I feel like everyone should be a little crazy to just.
We have to tap into
if
it.
If you go out insecure, people can smell it. They can feel it. Yeah. When you're wearing something a bit out there, you got to like drop it in like that confidence and walk on it.
You see that, Nick?
Because clothes like music as well, where it's subjective and also where you can be real creative with it as well.
You see that guy with that? Remember that guy on Twitter with the blue bulletproof vest? The Asian guy.
Oh yeah,
the Asian. But like, you could tell he was forcing it. But like, you see when people are just like, all right, do you know what? I actually don't give a fuck. Like,
this
doesn't look great. But the way I'm gonna wear it,
you can't let wet clothes wear you. You got to wear the clothes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like with anything.
I remember I got caned the first time I wore Uggs.
Uggs are the best way, bro.
I got finished. I'm wearing Uggs now as well, but
you got a proper full Uggs.
Don't plug them though. Don't plug them, bro.
Gugs.
But now, literally, I remember the first time I wore Uggs, people got to, but. I was like, what are you on, bro? Oh, 2 years later, better man than Uggs, bro. Mm-hmm.
But I can't lie.
But I think it's Uggs, yeah. They always look weird,
depends
though, man.
If you're walking on your ankle or if you're walking in your Uggs.
Nah, but the thing is, yeah, even back to the OT Bop video, yeah, I was looking at everyone's drip. Hey, Chip made a cameo. I swear he had a leather Stone Island thing. I said, you crazy for this?
And you know what's crazy?
In the summer as well. I know you're sweating.
When people come
crying.
Out, yeah, like, if you, when we invite people to energy, they feel like they have to. Oh, they're coming back. Like, oh, I'm just like you, man. But it's like, bro, if you're not carrying it, like you're expressing yourself, you're confident in it.
Bro, I'll be real. When we went to the pop up that you lot have in Shoreditch, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I came dressed in like a Puma collab thing. You remember?
What? Oh yeah.
It was like a zip up. It was like velour.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
the bottoms,
OGD.
They were wham. Yeah. I had the sunglasses, the reflective thing. Yeah, they were yellow and whatnot.
So Edgar Davis.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Bro, literally that. And Alex was like, you come dressed like NSG kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, because normally I wouldn't wear it, but it felt good to wear that day.
So yeah,
I think NSG had that gravity where I can be as creative as possible with the clothes.
Mm. I think it's because of the numbers as well. Bro, what crazy, bro. Express yourself.
What can you not tell me, realistically? Mm-hmm. It's like, what can you, if you don't like what I'm wearing,
if I like it.
That's what.
Yeah. You know, it's coming to the end of the show, but I haven't done this in a long time.
What's happening?
You don't know what's going on, huh? Talk to me, brother.
Because you've been on tour as well, all around the country as well.
Talk to me, brother. Talk to me.
Ask a question.
What's the white woman body count?
Yes, sir.
I'll be real. I don't know the exact number. I don't know the exact figure.
No, we want percentages.
Percentages, as in, obviously, you've done what you've done with women, but like percentages.
It's definitely below 10%, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's definitely below 10%.
Mm. Even when you've been in Scunthorpe, Newcastle, when you've been tour there.
Yeah, it's definitely below
Sweden,
10%.
Norway.
Sweden.
That's in the percentage.
That's in a day function.
Sweden. You see Sweden. You see, I love
it. It's not the same type.
You see blonde girls, yeah.
See Sweden, yeah.
Yo.
See thing Sweden. Is, yeah, Moses is in Sweden for a couple of years for football as well. I know he's wilded.
Yeah. Ah!
I'll be real.
Couple STDs.
Don't do that. Sir.
We all caught one or two.
If you ain't
ever caught STD, you ain't fucking enough.
I ain't never caught anything. SBG, STD. Not me.
Nah, like Sweden obviously is a beautiful country in terms of like, everything.
Women as well.
The women.
Whether it be white, whether it be like the, East African, whether it be bro.
The what would I even call it? The African Swedish women.
They're different, bro.
You're thinking, fuck.
But I can't like see like lately, yeah. Obviously, I think that makes because I'm older, I'm, my mind's more open. But white women, lately.
Oh, it's a good milk.
Yeah.
You know what? The little craving though, the little milk is.
Yeah.
But you know what it is, yeah? It's the whole fact of just settling down and actually having a mixed race youth with
it's
ADHD.
It's the cultural. I ain't got the patience
for a mixed race youth ADHD, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got patience for a Jaden, sorry.
Yeah.
I was for a Jaden. I ain't got the patience, that's what it is.
But no. He's 2 years old and he's twitching.
Yeah. My thing, dog. Obviously.
Stay still!
My thing is like, you love who you love, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but like, sometimes overcoming the cultural differences, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as a Nigerian man, I know what Nigerian people are like, even though like I wasn't born and raised in Nigeria,
but around
I've seen like, you know, when it comes to traditional wedding, when it comes to like your aunties or uncles that are might be saying this and that, they'll be doing, you know what I'm saying, like you would want to avoid that, like, but
the only way I would compare it to,
funny enough as well, because I went to a wedding in Germany or one of my mum's brothers or whatnot.
What
are you doing there? But wedding in Germany. And obviously, they talk about obviously like the difference between like African woman and a white woman. One of my dad's brothers like, oh, marry a European, because he married like a white woman, innit?
Yeah.
Everyone else married black people. But literally you got to find out, can you realistically go through all of that as well?
Do you know what it is?
And how, because for example, say you marry, okay, I'm from Angola, right? Mm. So my parents they married an Angola woman, so they're more close. But because my uncle, he married a white woman. Mm. When it comes to the family parties and whatnot, she feels like an outcast because she's not really.
She's the only one
that can't really like connect to everyone and speaking a language or whatnot. Mm. But so you got to put that tailor. Like,
the only way I was,
and that also becomes an issue where now I got to babysit her as well.
Yeah,
when she comes around.
Yeah, the only way
I can do a thing because she's talking to the other aunties and whatnot in our language.
But the only way I'll compare it to is like, you see when like you get a bit of money and you can start broadening your horizon.
Yeah.
Like being through, like, I know it's not the right terms of like, but like it's just like having different experiences when you're, say, for me, dated
Polish.
Have you dated a white girl before?
Yes.
Yeah, I've dated.
Many.
Not many. No.
But his thing was.
No. That was Fugazi. That was Fugazi. Yeah. No. I dated one Polish woman. But no, but like that wasn't even like that's a mad crazy, culture. Not even saying, like a Jamaican man, I'm dating a Sudanese girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a mad culture difference.
Bro, that difference is mad.
Bro, it's like, all right, cool. Even dating. Bro, I love my Somali women.
Yeah.
Like
the cultural difference, yeah.
Yeah, like
ready for the obstacle.
Bro, yeah. Like even like going cross paths black on black, it's like it's very crazy. But then it brings a new life in you, like bring it like
that. That's how I see it.
Do you know why there's so much like stigma around it though? It's the social presence online, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
You post up a picture, there was a TikTok, I forgot what his name is, but you know when that whole viral trend of like Whitey.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Alex did one.
He's funny in it, kind of thing. Yeah. When they found out he has a white girlfriend,
they finished him.
Yeah.
I've been hearing them be getting crazy.
Finished him. That it was like, it's not actually a joke. You
actually live that life.
Yeah.
But he's living his raps.
But the thing I always say, like in your time as a guy or girl, stay outside of your culture. Yeah, because you're going to have so much, you're going to be introduced to some. Bro, in life, even just go to different places. It's like kind of like, it's kind of like traveling. Mm-hmm. Like when you're dating a girl who's like, say, Somali culture, you
learn so much.
You're picking up on little things like, I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know Somali restaurants existed until I dated one. I'm like, you go to one and you're thinking,
but it's, and that's the positive side, that's the advantages of it. But then it's like, when you try to weigh out like, the obstacles you was talking about. It's like, sometimes are you ready for that? Or even you think about them like, yo, when I put you into my space, I don't want you feeling like this, feeling like that. So it's like, it's those things you kind of have to.
You got to weigh up as well. Also think as well, same example, say from different religions as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in Nigeria's a bit easy, because you might be half Muslim, half Christian.
Nigerians be fucking with anyone. Nigerians be fucking with anyone.
I've been seeing Nigerians, Europeans that celebrate Christmas and too fast.
Nigerians are like that.
What many are Christian? Right. Or Salah does it.
Wait. There's one question before I leave, Would you lot convert to a different religion for someone?
No.
Or let someone convert for you?
I'm not even Christian like that.
I'm Muslim, innit?
Yeah.
I wouldn't convert.
But would you let someone convert solely just for you?
If and that's what I'm saying, for me, but it would be more for them. Yeah. Like, obviously, they're saying this for me, but it's like, if I'm sitting you down, I'm like, do you actually understand what you, like,
you're doing?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what's so funny? There was one guy, he was on, like, a podcast talking about how he went to jail. And then he was like, before, like, you get signed up, one guy came up to me and was just like, say you're Muslim.
Oh, and I
was
that
like,
one, yeah.
He was like, why? And he was like, just say you're Muslim. And he said he's Muslim, and he was like, I can only eat halal stuff, whatever. And he was like, bro, for the first, like, 4 or 5 months, I was eating good. I got all the good meat, whatever. Ooh, and then he was like, one day I went into the canteen, and he said, yeah, there's no food. You're fasting today.
And the white guy, by the way.
This guy said,
what the fuck's fasting?
This guy said, what? Like, what's that? And he's like, oh, you get your meals like when sunset comes or whatever. And he was like, what? And then he said for the whole month, nigga was in the bin.
Angry, bro.
I'm thinking that.
He was living. That is hilarious.
No, but like, to answer your question, I don't think I could convert for someone.
That's like, your own reason.
Love is love at the end of the day. Yeah. But like, in terms of like core belief, there's certain things that you don't compromise on. Like, yeah. I'm not a religious person. Like, I'm born in a Christian household, yeah, but we all know, there's man like Pastor Toby out
Moses
there.
Moses is a liar. Sorry, I got to throw him a flame. Moses came out of like a fivesome, and he went on Twitter doing Bible quotes.
Wait.
You know what? Sometimes.
I promise you.
Oh, shit.
Instagram.
No, no, no.
The day before. Matting. It was a foursome. Matting. Bearing in mind, this is during COVID, isn't it?
You've been breaking rules. You've been breaking rules. Kyle Walker.
Wait. At this point in time, I'm posting every single day, every morning it's an inspirational quote.
Yeah.
Like, some might be biblical, some might be like inspirational, whatever. The night before, I've done a matting. Then, I've done a matting. I'm on my way home like 9, 10 a.m. I found a quote.
Oh, you're going home at 10 a.m. From the night before?
Yeah. I'm going home. I slapped up the quote. D-Man said, you're a bad fucking guy. Bro, because we know what you were doing.
Bro, I can't lie. I listened. I had my ear next to the door and I was listening to every stroke. Like, hey, Moses, go harder.
Hey, you got to do this.
Moses, you got 2 strokes for me.
What the fuck?
That night was mad.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes you do a matting, and like your conscience you want to be so righteous with the next
you know you bare back, you start itching the next day like, bro, what kind of
this? On that note, we need to wrap this up.
I'm lying. I can't lie,
You start seeing HIV adverts, you're like, whoa.
Bro, no.
But it's not serving you that on your Instagram.
That's real. The thing is, I'm saying that's real because niggas and all the man them do it, but we're so quick to just shove it in raw.
Yeah. And then next minute, you're itching
it feels good, huh?
And you're just like, I should go clinic. And you're like, nah, I don't want the actual confirmation.
Well, a man that was out there doing a matter. I'm clean. You good, right?
It'll go within 2 weeks, but nah.
I just get the hell out of it, man.
For real, though.
You threw one on the bus. You're a bastard.
I'm in trouble for telling that story as well.
Wow.
But yeah,
I'm taking a note from your book, bro. Shit.
But thank you for joining us.
What the fuck is in this alcohol, man?
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
I'm drinking for real. Word to Paps.
Stop thinking, I'm telling you.
Word to Big Papi. Huh?
Hey, relax, man. It's abs.
But no. Thank you for coming. You know what I mean?
Appreciate
you,
abs.
I'm enjoying the new album.
Thank you, man.
I've been listening to it. Wait, before we go, last thing. What's your favorite song on the album?
Before the album dropped, it was Azonto.
Mm-hmm.
Now it changes, man. Tonight, Toxic Love.
Toxic Love is the best song in the world right now.
Toxic Love's there. Stevie Wonder, bro.
Yes, with H. How do you say Lamborghini? I said Lamborghini.
Nella Rose. Yeah. That's spiritual.
I'll be real. For me, it's Aero Boys as of right now because I've.
The Aero Boys Prayer.
Yeah.
I
feel like I'm going to church with that one.
Bro, that's a prayer.
Must say, when OGD said, I don't want to see poverty again. I'm like this.
Trust me, God.
Like, God, show me the way.
No, Lidge. When man made that song, it wasn't easy.
That's real life.
That's why we made it the intro. Like, it's a prayer.
Yeah.
It's not a song, it's a prayer, bro.
Everything starts with prayer.
Area Boys album obviously been out for what, 2 weeks now, whatever.
Yeah,
so
3 weeks still.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Everyone, make sure you go and stream that.
Mm. But you know, but love for everyone tuning in. Love for Abs for pulling up.
Apes on Tapes. You lot are mad, but I can't lie, I love it.
Yeah.
You lot keep it chill.
Like, share, subscribe, all of that. We out.
We're out. Peace. Thank you for coming.
Pause.
Thanks for
that's it. Thanks for coming. Huh?
I was the man in the way as well, man.